In the Congo, fighting between the military and various militias is continuing in the eastern Kivu provinces. The violence has forced the inhabitants of entire villages to flee, worsening an already precarious humanitarian situation. The International Committee for the Red Cross said today it is concerned about the rising number of civilian victims and is calling on all parties to spare the civilian population. ICRC spokeswoman Krista Armstrong is in Kinshasa. She told us conflict sometimes breaks out in rural areas where roads are bad or do not exist at all, which makes it difficult for people to get to hospitals or clinics.
At the moment, we're extremely worried about for the civilians who are affected or targeted sometimes in the fighting, but especially in the south of the Kivu. It's an area where there's actually less media attention. It's different from the area that's at the border areas. The situation basically has been worsening since, I'd say, last year, and especially after recent attacks. And there's been joint military operations in the area as well, which has meant that a lot of populations have already been more vulnerable and displaced. But the most concerning matter for us is that a lot of those who seem to be targeted at the moment are civilians. It doesn't... And the ICRC is extremely concerned about the lack of distinction shown between those who are fighting and those actively participating in conflict and those who are not fighting or who are wounded afterwards. So the situation there is particularly concerning. It seems to also be spreading to other areas in North Kivu. It is very complex, and there are a number of different fronts at the moment, but we're particularly concerned about, the situation for civilians and also the access of the wounded to healthcare and appropriate healthcare, especially in areas of fighting where often they're in very remote areas and it's hard to get to health centers.
You mentioned the civilians. What about the children? There's been a lot of concern about how the fighting's affecting the very young in the area. What particular concerns do you have about children?
I say with children, when we speak of civilians, we're talking also of families. We're talking about young and not so young children. So we're concerned about the targeting in some cases of children or of women, of adults, of the elderly who are not participating in the conflict and who are being targeted. Obviously, there are also other humanitarian consequences for them. Many people are also moving away preventively from their homes, so putting whole communities sort of in a very precarious situation with poor access to their basic needs, such as either staying in host families, they may be also staying in poor sanitary conditions, and so forth. So we're concerned about that. That's our main concerns with regards to children.
How hard is it to get humanitarian supplies to the area? What is the infrastructure like in this part of the Congo? Are there functioning hospitals and clinics? Are there problems with getting supplies to the area? What's the situation like there?
There is a lot of the areas of fighting. Some of them are on main access, which makes it a little bit easier to evacuate the wounded to appropriate health structures. But some of the fighting is going on in very remote areas, so very areas where you have to walk for long distances. And often, in some areas, it's been the villagers, so other villagers who have evacuated the wounded, walking sometimes for hours to get to appropriate healthcare structures. But also those healthcare centers, the needs are becoming much higher and much very suddenly. So because they're also in remote areas, they don't necessarily have all the tools nor the equipment nor the medications to provide care to those who are the wounded who are coming. So what we're trying to do is there are hospitals and they're doing in certain areas like in South Kivu there's an area called Bunyakiri and there's a hospital there which is doing fantastic work and hospitals are working around the clock. The doctors are working around the clock and we're providing them with medicines and trying to give them some equipment to support them. But we've also evacuated a number of war wounded to the hospitals in Bukavu, which is better equipped to respond to certain needs. So just to give you some statistics, since the start of May, we've evacuated about 65 with the Red Cross, the Congolese Red Cross. We've evacuated 65 war wounded from areas in North Kivu, Masisi, to Goma hospitals, and 20 others in places in South Kivu towards Bukavu. So there is a need for more appropriate healthcare and sometimes for medical evacuations to other areas. But again, access is complicated because in some areas you don't have proper roads. It takes long distances walking, and that makes access to healthcare very problematic.